Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Hello!
Hello.
Hello, hello!
A very special Matt and Rachel show.
Exactly. This is a special Matt and Rachel show. You want to know why?
Because we're going way back to the Mind Kitchen.
The Mind Kitchen!
Once a month.
Kitchen.
But this time it's a live Mind Kitchen, so we're not going to have any of those crazy doodad special effects, so we got to do the echoes on our own.
Whatever Jack can do, Jack in the Box can do on his own.
I can do this.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Hey, the coolest thing in the world is that this is live and that this is an aspect of the Matt and Rachel show we're going to be doing once a month. And so it is still, the Mind Kitchen is still something that exists, and it's something that's still very important to us. And here's the premise. I'm going to roll out five ingredients, and our guest, Jen De La Vega, who won the bacon takedown yesterday. Woo. Yeah, that was her wooing. We're going to talk about her later, and she's going to tell us all about her because she's a culinary delight for a lot of different reasons. But basically,
What's that?
Oh, I thought you were.
I was just looking at you expectantly. No. Oh, I was the first Mind Kitchen, though.
Exactly, and you won. Fun. The premise of the Mind Kitchen is that I give you the five ingredients, you pitch me a meal, and a three-course meal, and the most imaginative one, of course, wins the day. And you're playing, Jen, against Rachel and Pervez, who's also here in the studio.
Do I still get to be a judge?
And you and I are judging, Jack in the booth.
Yes.
So it's really, who is awesomest?
That's not much competition. I'm not very good at this.
Yeah.
What? I bet you will be really good at this.
No, everyone in this room
Pervez went to culinary school.
Exactly. Everyone in this room is a
we
chef.
We basically have to create a meal with our mind.
So, should we go ahead and jump into this?
Woo, I'm ready.
Yes.
Are you guys ready? Okay, I'm going to give you the ingredients.
Wait.
Yeah?
I got to write them down, right?
As soon as you guys are ready, we're going to give you about 5 minutes to think up a three-course meal. It's also worth noting that Christopher, my brother, is in the room, and he invented this game with me in a car when we were tiny people. Christopher's not good on the microphone. He's all about dead air, so he's not really going to talk on a microphone.
He's all about dead air.
He can't talk on a microphone. He even admits
things.
It. He is a hardcore guy. He just got back from Afghanistan, Marine Corps. Very seriously cool.
And he's dating a woman who's been on two tours.
Yeah. So that's all in the news. Okay, I think we should probably just cut to a break after we announce announce these five ingredients. And the five ingredients are raspberries. Goat.
Rachel just snorted.
Because
seaweed. Lentils. And lobster mushrooms.
Lupita.
Goat-ober.
Yeah,
ooh, it is Goat-tober.
It is because it's Goat-tober.
No goat left behind.
Wait a minute. Can you repeat this?
Yes, I can. And for those of you listening at home, hope you're listening hard and thinking up your own recipes. Starring raspberries, goat, seaweed, lentils, and lobster mushrooms.
Wait, do we have to create a three-course meal? Is that what it is?
A three-course meal. I know. I didn't leave you a lot of options.
Wait, and wait a minute. We also get a few pantry items.
Oh, well,
before
yeah.
We get, before our 5 minutes begin,
I
you better
am so
you
sorry.
Should go back and explain this Mind Kitchen
okay.
again.
Okay. Well, just so you know, we are giving you water, oil, pepper, salt, and sugar. And man, am I being kind with the sugar. But that means that you can you know, you've got a lot of options, and you can manipulate the food a little more easily. But you've got limitless time to use this stuff, and you've got any type of kitchenware at your disposal. So what do you think about that?
Exciting.
Is it? Lobster mushrooms, by the way, are apparently a type of toadstool that's been attacked by a fungus. So it's a mushroom that's been attacked by a fungus, and that's why it gets super orangey and super lobstery tasting. If I was the smart one of the Matt and Rachel crew, then I would say a lot more on the subject.
But while we're on the subject of goat, have you never had goat? Goat is delicious. Tender like lamb, you will be surprised how goat can be both delicate and tasty.
Yum. Nice. I do love goat. You need a lot of goat around here because it is goat month.
Goat-tober.
It's goat-tober because of heritage of meats, but I don't know. Can you get goat on the menu here at Roberta's?
Maybe not tonight, but yes, they will be serving goat this month.
Excellent. I love how everybody's scribbling away. Everyone's scribbling away here and at home.
We're beginning now. Is that what that
means? So let's go to break.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thanks, Jack.
For the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. From my mind, what did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams, were they reflections of my woman staring back at me? Night was black, was no use.
That is awesome. Maiden, just for you guys. And you can put your pens down because we are all set with the Mind Kitchen, and we're ready to hear what you guys are about to pitch us.
This is so much more intense than the original Mind Kitchen,
yeah,
where
it's a little more immediate.
We gave guests 5 to 30 minutes,
exactly,
somewhere between there.
So nervous.
This is now. You should be nervous.
I'm still confused.
In multiple courses, right?
You can use anything in multiple courses as long as you use everything: raspberries, goat, seaweed, lentils, and lobster mushrooms.
Goat ice cream.
Ew. I don't know if you. I didn't give you milk, but you could make like a goat, like a gelato or something, right? That's technically possible.
It's not goat cheese.
You could use goat cheese.
Oh, you could?
Could milk the goat. Yeah.
It's a live goat.
Hey, yeah. I didn't say it wasn't live.
Can we have another minute? Oh, come on.
Hey, well, no. Improvise as you speak. Now that you know.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. You could totally milk the goat. You could send it back in time.
Excellent.
Why are we talking about milking a goat?
Breed a goat.
Oh, right. So okay then. Okay, that's nice to know. Mm.
Hey, why don't we start with Pervez? He seems the most confident and the most ready.
Whoa.
Maybe he's just a handsome man. Pervez is
just
a food writer.
Just a jittery man.
Normally, he just kind of pops in, but today you're the star of the show. Crime writer and food writer. I shouldn't be talking for you, Pervez. Let's hear what you have to say.
Chubby pinup model, too. All right. So, it took me a while to figure out what the rules were here. And so I was trying to create one dish using all 5 ingredients, which I did.
Okay.
Which I did. So we're going to have a lobster mushroom and lentil risotto, because you're going to cook the lentils like risotto using stock from the goat.
Okay, risotto.
You're going to braise the goat in raspberries and coffee. And you can put that over the...
coffee?
Of course, it's just a pantry item. Who doesn't have coffee in their house?
Really? Oh, you are improvising. Technically, you're supposed to use just these items.
Fine.
And the water.
How about the oil? How about we just take the coffee out?
Yeah, how about we take the rice out of the risotto?
No, you can cook lentil risotto stuff.
Oh, okay. Sorry, dude.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm with you.
All right, fine. We'll just do raspberry braised goat.
Okay. Yum.
Using some herbs maybe that are sitting in the...
No.
Remember any herbs.
What's in the pantry?
Water, oil, pepper, and salt, and sugar.
I wasn't paying attention.
And by the way,
water's
it's pronounced
fine.
Herbs.
Years later, and everybody still asks, what's in the pantry?
Yeah. I know.
God, it used to be milk. When I did it the first time.
I thought you were a fan.
We can use goat milk, right? So
you can use goat milk.
All right.
We got a live goat. And then obviously a female goat.
All right, so let's go back.
You have a female goat.
You guys are taking up my time.
Sorry.
So we're going to do the lentil risotto with lobster mushrooms mixed in.
Yum.
Topped with the raspberry braised goat, which is going to be topped with crispy seaweed.
Really? A little savory touch. Hmm.
The whole thing's savory.
Yeah, I suppose so. But still, the salty seaweed thing, is that going to be...
Yeah, it's just like putting bacon on top of it.
Yeah, okay.
But which is what I was going to do, too. You've already pureed it and used your dehydrator to turn it into nori.
Right.
That's what you've done.
Exactly.
Which is what I was going to do, too.
Fair enough.
Yes. Because you have anything
that's
you want.
And that's the main dish. I didn't go dessert, because I don't like dessert.
So what did you do?
Goat liver pate with the raspberry jelly.
Oh, yummers.
Bam.
And since we have goat milk and goat cheese, lamb rib bread pudding. So you're going to...
But you don't have any bread.
You don't have any bread.
Right.
Your bread pudding
stinks. I hate
stinks.
You guys. How about we make biscuits using the...
Did you ever listen to the Mind
flour.
Kitchen back in the day?
You guys said there was flour.
No.
No, there's no flour. You are tripping.
Pulling all these mystery ingredients.
Yeah, well... Strike one, Pervez.
Sucks.
No.
Everything he said
sounded awesome.
It did sound amazing. I mean, ridiculous. Not part of the Mind Kitchen. Jen, De La Vega, please step forward.
Oh, dear God. Okay, I have this all on my phone. I'm sorry. I have to wake it up now. No,
it's totally cool.
Technical difficulty.
It lit up.
Okay,
we're good.
Here we go.
We're back.
Takedown is on.
All right, so the first of the courses would be a lentil croquette. Jeez. That nice. The lentils were reconstituted in a goat broth.
Nice.
And then I dried the mushrooms and then ground them up into a powder so that I could dredge, you know, just with like water and yeah. try to render what little fat there is in a goat and fry them.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does. It sounds awesome.
And let's see. So, what's it called? Umami comes is in seaweed. So I would
and mushrooms.
So I would make a 3-day ramen broth out like using the bones from the goat. Boil it down and then clean all the meat off, roast the bones, and then make another like clarified broth, and then it would be just a simple stewed goat, in a seaweed broth. And then for dessert, because I milked my goat before I butchered it.
Well done.
It would be a goat cheese raspberry brulee. Just a little simple, puck of goat cheese sprinkled with sugar, a brulee, and then just a raspberry rolled in sugar.
Wow. On top.
Is there Mind Kitchen
with
staff
pepper?
Meal?
Actually, yeah. I put pepper on that just to spice it up.
That sounds brilliant and possible in the Mind Kitchen, right? Using just the ingredients and water and sugar and salt and pepper, and you're brilliant. And you took full use of the goat, which is quite interesting.
Yes, I really want to. I want to do this in real life, by the way. If anyone's listening that can help me with that,
milk a goat shouldn't.
No,
be a problem.
I mean in general, just have a goat and do things to it.
HeritageFoodsUSA.com.
Yeah. Will they let you milk a goat at Heritage?
We sell male goats, but, you know.
Don't.
Oh. Is there a difference between a male and a female goat in terms of meat?
Wait, taste? That's a good question. Yes.
Last time I tried milking you, it didn't work. So.
Oh. He meant the way it tasted.
A fact here, male goats are usually kept away from female goats because they like to... mark their territory. And so the fragrance affects the smell of goat milk.
You do know this?
Yes.
Oh my God. This is our best guess ever.
That's why they kill the dudes. That's why we're supposed to eat them for Goat-tober.
Oh God, I'm so hungry for goat.
Challenging Rachel for her job.
Hey, Rachel.
What's that?
It's up to you.
Oh, mine is like a blend of these two guys'. We all kind of go on the same path. Yeah.
All right.
So it's actually kind of boring at this point.
No. Let's Everyone's see. Poised.
I was going to use some of the mushrooms to make a stock because lobster mushrooms taste a little bit like lobster. They're really good and they're kind of pink. They're beautiful. I don't even know what kind of lentils these are, but I was going to cook the lentils in lobster mushroom stock. I was going to take some of the mushrooms and slow poach them in the olive oil we have and put them on top. And then I was going to use our fancy ass dehydrator to make nori, to make crisp seaweed sheets to sprinkle on top.
Yeah, I like
that. So it's mushroom... lentils cooked in mushroom stock with slow oil poached whole mushrooms on top and some crispy nori goodness, crispy salty umami goodness on top.
Hey, by the way, you know that I really got into the idea of lobster mushrooms because of you.
Because we ate them here.
You were talking about it, and we ate them here Roberta's.
I remember that I did a mushroom story for the Daily News several years ago, and that's when I first found them. And they're exactly lobster colored. And that's reason enough alone that they can be called lobster. But
they're
smell
bright.
When they're dried in particular is when they actually smell like lobster. Mm. It's weird. Or seafood, I guess.
When they cook, they taste like lobster. But when seafood or whatever. But they
it's seafoody.
Do they always? Do they taste like lobster?
When we had them in our omelet here, when we came to talk about this very show, they didn't taste so much like seafood. But I've had them dried, and they do. Because it's funny, because I think if someone just gave you a bag of pink mushrooms and didn't say, these are lobster mushrooms, you'd be like, ew, it smells like seafood. But when someone's like, these are lobster mushrooms.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Then you're like, oh, yeah.
Lobster mushrooms were attacked by a fungus. The regular old mushrooms attacked by a fungus.
Really? Well, what regular old, what kind of mushrooms?
Yeah, I don't know. But I saw a picture of a funny thing that looked like a toadstool, but obviously wasn't.
With lobster claws?
But it was being attacked, and that's what the orange stuff was. We didn't read a lot about this, because... God, last night was so rough. Sorry, keep on
We're going to talk
moving.
About that later. Oh, yeah. Okay. So now that I know that we can have every part of the goat, I would braise my goat, whole goat, why not? Goat shank, whatever.
Yeah.
I braise my in its own goat's milk with salt and pepper, obviously. And then I was going to make a raspberry jelly I wish we had some spice because that would make it even better. I was
going to
get
pectin. How are you going to make
with the seaweed? I was going to make somehow get the agar agar or whatever comes out of seaweed. I know there's a machine in my mind kitchen pantry that does that.
That's so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
And so I was going to make it a raspberry jelly the same way you'd have mint jelly. So it'd be like a roasted milk roasted goat. Goat milk roasted goat with raspberry jelly. Let's see. So for dessert.
Yeah, dessert.
Now that we have goat cheese and goat milk. So I wanted to make a... So now I think I was going to make like a... I was just going to have chilled, sweetened raspberries.
Weren't
now,
these supposed to be done beforehand?
What?
Weren't these supposed...
But we just found out that we could use the animal. So now I'm going to take...
She's improvising.
I think I would whip the shit out of some macerated raspberries with goat cheese and a little goat's milk, and then chill it with a little bit of the, because you know they use seaweed in the Wendy's milkshakes to make them thick. So what? I would make a raspberry goat cheese milkshake. So it would be like kind of, it'd be like raspberry with a touch of tang from the goaty milk.
Oh my goodness!
Do we have straws in the mine kitchen?
Yeah, you totally have straws to serve with. Yeah,
see, ours are all kind of similar. We're all thinking like straightforward
goat milkshake.
Yeah, and some little bit of goat cheese and raspberries.
With the actual goat meat?
No.
Well,
no.
I think just now the goat would be a good time for Jack and I to confer and decide what the yummiest is. For listening
Hi.
To Matt and Rachel show, probably the greatest show that ever hit Heritage Radio Network.
Oh yeah!
Now I have to tell people who they were actually listening to this whole time, other than myself and you.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, this has been a super treat because Jen De La Vega is in the room. Jen De La Vega won the yes. bacon takedown.
That thing you do.
You don't understand much I drank last night. For no good reason other than I thought I was pretty cool until I started falling over.
Hey, wait. You had your brother and your sister.
Yep, they were
with
there.
You.
Yep.
And you had the incredible panel of judges that included
Rachel Wharton herself.
And George Motes.
George Motes.
Who retardedly decided that he was going to judge the bacon takedown in between the last two events of the Food Film Festival, yeah. which he basically sponsors.
He ran over to the New York Food Film Festival. He had to jump in a limo, a stretch
no,
limo.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
That's what I heard. Everyone said George Motes ran out and got into a stretch white limo to get back to the New York Food Film Festival. I was like, you pimp.
Swag.
That's awesome.
I hope that's true. Yeah. It may, even if it's not true, I just said it so it's true.
But so at the Bell House yesterday, that's why our guest is here, because she won. Did we say that already?
It's kind of an epic thing. This is the third annual Bacon Takedown, and it's going across the country with Hormel Black Label Bacon. So it's becoming it's kind of a big deal.
Who I kind of like because they make gigantic buttons and for the contestants, so you actually know what number they are.
Oh, it's really well organized. It's
aprons.
A well-oiled machine these days.
Hey, this is the second Takedown winner I had on radio today. We had Emily Hanhan.
No way!
Yeah.
Emily Hanhan won the chili pepper chocolate takedown a couple weeks ago. Jen De La Vega was part of that. We have to interview these guys, but first I think we should judge them all. Hey, Jack in the booth, what do you think about these recipes?
Well, off the top, I would say Jen's sounded the best, but I have some beef to pick with both Jen and Rachel.
Oh.
And it's that they didn't use our Heritage Foods male goats, and they needed their cheese. So my vote goes to Pervaise.
Oh.
Wow! Yet another example of Jack's vote not mattering. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, because, guys, you're safe in my hands. Pervez is clearly out of this one.
Well, he wins the Jack Mind Kitchen.
Does that mean I get a goat?
It means, do we even have prizes?
I wish we had a goat to give away.
If we have a prize, I'd love to present him with something. If not, that's cool, because honor is what it's all about in the real world. Hey, listen to this. It's between, for my mind, it's between Rachel and Jen, because, honestly, Pervez, crap. Total crap.
Screw you.
So, I also think that Rachel was given a little more time to improvise. Yes. And
although, if you look at, actually, if you look at my notes, I didn't improvise at all, really. Other than adding goat cheese to my milkshake, which I admitted to.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, the goat cheese and the whole milking of the goats thing was, you know, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, this well-oiled machine is going to be even better next month. Regardless. Right. Regardless.
We're totally a well-oiled machine.
Don't you think?
You barely even knew who was competing in the Mind Kitchen until now.
Well,
if you're still listening.
Rachel, I think you know, as well as I do, that Jen De La Vega is the new Mind Kitchen champion. And that's a thing that just happened on our show. It can't always happen. And if every guest comes in thinking that they're going to win just for being a guest, they're crazy.
I've seen guests lose.
Oh, exactly.
I've seen residents beat the guests many times.
Well, that's what's going to happen next
time.
And I do
have a gift. A prize.
Oh, yeah? What did she win?
I have notes from a main kitchen, which sounds like Mind Kitchen. It's a book by Kathy Gunst.
Oh,
that's going to be the prize.
Ooh, woo-hoo! Is it a good book?
It looks great.
Oh, okay, good. I'm not going to talk any trash about it, because probably on some other show, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a page-turner, and you just won a page-turner. Hey, let's talk a little about Jen before we go.
You said yesterday that you, when was the first cooking competition that you did of Matt's? And then I think you said yesterday you actually left culinary school.
Yeah. It was 4 years ago. I don't know. I got an email about the Manhattan Chili Takedown, and I wasn't even in food yet. I was working at a music firm. And
Where was the Manhattan?
At Mo Pitkins before it closed.
Aww.
That was you?
Yeah.
You did totally one at Mo Pitkins?
Yeah, I love Mo Pitkins. It was three levels of fun.
Yes. I've heard many.
Did you win that one?
No. My chili was just like liquidy. I didn't reduce it enough, and it was just a nightmare. I was the only one with chili still in my pan.
Technically,
it's heartbreaking.
People say they New Yorkers don't know how to make chili.
Did you think it tasted good?
I mean, it did. It
so
was
no.
Chili and chocolate.
Wait, who are these people that say New Yorkers don't know how to make chili?
Texans. Idiots.
But who Texans cares? Think that no one knows how to make chili.
Exactly.
But
they're so annoying. It's Sorry. A little bit weird. And that's why my takedowns, when they were first chili takedowns, there are no rules events. And you can put as many beans in them as you want. You can do what you want. So what? But you didn't win until just now.
Yeah. I mean, I placed at the lamb takedown.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was third. Yeah.
That was a goodie. What did you make for the lamb takedown?
It was it's this Filipino dish called paksiw. And so I had these lamb shanks and braised them in a liver sauce. I didn't tell anybody there was liver in it. Actually, I just told them it was brown sugar sauce. And, I mean, the taste should stand alone.
It's kind of the same thing.
Have you ever heard about a hot sauce? I might have asked you this before. It's a Filipino hot sauce where basically they just take brandy and they put hot peppers in it and let it.
That sounds really good. What's the name of it?
I don't know.
But they use it, right?
Yeah.
You use it.
I use vinegar in hot chilies.
Oh, yeah. But you've heard of brandy in hot chilies.
I have.
What was that sound effect? That sounded like diarrhea.
I don't know. I kind of...
It was total diarrhea.
I recently had Pensit Lug for the first time.
And don't ever do that again.
Oh, God.
That's for hot sauce?
Oh, God.
Sorry.
The customers just got up and walked out.
They can't hear us.
You're not piping this through the restaurant.
But
or
wait,
Roberta's,
wait. So you were in the music industry
mm-hmm.
4 years ago.
Yeah, and I decided to leave and went to culinary school for a summer.
Which one?
At when it was called French Culinary.
Now it's
Soho.
International.
Now it's ICE.
No, ICE is.
Oh no, no. I mean, what am I talking about? Now it's something else. Didn't
I
they
don't
name
know.
It something else?
The International Culinary Center.
There we go.
Yes.
There we ICC. Go.
That's why you're ICC. Here.
There we go. But I couldn't, I mean, I like being in a big kitchen and I like wearing the coat and all this stuff, but the, I don't know. I learn in a different way than other people. I like reading books and trying it and failing. Instead of following about, someone else's.
Can you tell people about Randwiches?
Yeah, I'm starting a project called Randwiches. It's randwich.es because I got a European
.es
Randwich.es.
People visiting. A lot of high traffic coming to .es.
Uh-oh.
That's an awesome URL.
Is it?
Thank you.
It is. It's really good.
So Randwiches, the Rand is because it's random?
Because it's random. It's not... Yeah.
You have to explain. What's the whole point?
The whole point is it's randomly generated sandwiches on my end, and you don't know what you're going to get, and they're $7, and you're not allowed to tip me. You're only supposed to tweet or put on Facebook.
What's
or
your tweet handle for that? Do you have a tweet
Randwiches.
Handle? For Randwiches. So somebody, at Randwiches.
Somebody goes online and finds to Randwiches, and mm-hmm. then ask for a sandwich. And how far in advance do you have to order them?
I ask for like 2 days for like smaller orders, like one or two. But if you're going to have a big one, like 8 or 12 or something, you have to email me.
They are Randwiches. But I did notice that when you fill in, like you can go to the website.
I mean, you have to say like, I will die if you give me peanuts.
Oh yeah, you have to tell me if you're allergic to something, or if you're vegan, or no carb diet where I can't use bread.
So how and why are you doing this for free?
Well, I'm sort of just asking for, you know, the money for, you know, ingredients and stuff. And I'm only doing it for research purposes because I'm eventually going to travel and maybe open a sandwich shop in the future, hopefully.
Oh, you mean God, travel to research sandwiches around the country, world?
Yeah, well, my goal is to take traditional, like, Filipino dishes and make them so that you can put it in a sandwich.
Do you remember the sandwich you made me?
It was all spicy. It was chorizo, nectarines, spicy chocolate, and then arugula.
Cream cheese.
Oh, and there was a cream cheese in there, too.
Oh, it was insane. And honestly, I really regretted even giving her a little bit of telling her that I like spicy food, because I was like, you know what? I want to see a randwich. I want to be completely randwiched.
Next time.
are there sandwiches traditionally in Filipino culture, food culture already?
No.
Not at all?
Mm-mm. It's mostly stewy things and pastries. Lots of pastries.
Why lots of pastries?
I don't know exactly. I'm
Were
going
you guys
to
ever,
go
like, taken
to the
over by anybody?
What'd you say?
Well, you yes.
Know, you know, Spain. You know how the Vietnamese have this tradition of
French
of cheese. They're it's, the only country that creates cheese because of the French tradition.
It's Spanish. I mean, my last name is Spanish. So
there's that.
Hey guys, hold on. I did just get an email from a Linda.
Oh yeah.
What does she say?
She says recipe. Milk the goat, slaughter it, clean the intestines, take the tenderloin and poach in salt and oil a la duck confit. Grind the lamb and put in sausage. Intestines cool. for sausage and patties.
I think she
Grill
wins.
Them and mushrooms, combine with cooked lentils for a kind of cassoulet. Then take the goat's milk, cook slowly until creamy, cool, and serve with raspberries.
Linda wins. Aww, girl.
Linda! That was super sweet and smart and cool. And you're listening, and we love you for that.
Yeah.
High five.
Girl snaps.
Yeah, we're going to
Doesn't
have people
Linda
call
mean
in.
Pretty?
Huh?
In Spanish. Linda.
That was a pretty ass recipe.
Whoa.
Hey, why don't you... Next time, Linda, call in. Next month, call in. I would love to hear that over the mic.
Yeah,
what's the number, Jack, to call in?
It's 718-497-2128.
Awesome.
And I expect you to remember that next week.
But I'm curious. I think that, I mean, it's really interesting. I feel like the Philippines is like the only food culture I know without sandwiches being a tradition. So I'm curious to see what you would do. Like, what is an example of something you would take? I mean, like adobos, I guess.
I've been doing that actually a lot. I've been, instead of, I'd reduce the sauce more. It's usually just vinegar. It's a gastrique. It's vinegar and bay leaf and pepper and garlic, and you usually eat it over rice. But I've been taking taking chicken breasts and marinating it in that sauce, and then grilling it, slicing it up, and putting it in a sandwich.
Wow,
nice,
it's fun.
What else? I
can't even believe we let you tell your secrets on air.
Oh,
so cool.
I don't mind.
So why do you need to travel? You need to travel to the Philippines.
I'm going to.
Awesome.
For a month and a half in December.
Oh my God, can you give me a present?
Yes.
That sounds amazing. That's a really good idea.
She had a radio show on, no, she had a TV show for a little while. It was called Facts and Cheese.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
She would tell you some facts, and she would tell you about some cheese, and she would invite a celebrity on.
Like you.
Like me. I was the celebrity.
And we talked about cheese, and we ate it on camera.
I know. She would let me eat the cheese on camera and ask me what I thought, but, like, I'm never really good. My taste buds are
shot. You had a stinky one. You had Monster Jerome.
I always ask for the stinky ones, but it doesn't matter. I smoked for, like, 8 years, and I feel like that's enough to really destroy all taste buds. Not a good fooder.
Not a good fooder.
I'm so fascinated by the sandwiches.
Oh, God. You're going to love
it. But you should be making all your sandwiches should be Filipino-based.
I'm going to try. I mean, I just like too many things. I sometimes this is what I did. I went to Philly and I picked up pumpkin butter. And so I've been putting it in a lot of the sandwiches.
Who made the pumpkin butter?
Oh, it was at a farmer's market. I don't remember which farm it was, but it was a real farmer.
I bought some overall.
So it's basically apple butter.
Yes,
just pumpkin then, no butter.
You know, I bought some too. I bought some pumpkin butter. Yeah, but I gave it to my mother.
Oh,
and I should have.
Damn.
Hey, whatever. I should have kept it.
We could make some. Actually, it's Halloween.
Oh, God. It is. Homework. Exactly.
Yeah. Pumpkin butter. We could give that out to the kids and they wouldn't take it because their parents wouldn't let them.
We're going to have a creepy Halloween episode coming up really soon.
I think we should actually. I mean, it's pretty creepy to give out pumpkin butter.
I know. I agree. It's quite creepy.
Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, it is. It's still ridiculous that you actually couldn't give out anything
you made. The only creepier than that is giving out raisins. The old ladies who give out raisins.
I think that maybe like that's actually a very edible Brooklyn thing we should do is that we should have like one neighborhood, Park Slope, or something like that, where it's like the safe zone for handing out food that you've made. We can give them full background checks beforehand. Like you can just give out food that you've made yourself, for Christ's sake. It's been like 5 decades since we've been able to do that, right? Do you ever remember getting
there's razor blades and all that stuff.
I remember actually
razor blades.
I remember trick-or-treating when people would still make like popcorn balls.
Yummy popcorn balls. All right, we're out of here. This has been another brilliant episode of the Matt and Rachel Show. Thanks for listening to the Mind Kitchen.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.